The Home Office says children and teenagers abusing their parents is serious and hidden. One family charity says a third of the calls to its helpline are about children being physically aggressive. Dave Howard from Radio 1's Newsbeat reports.
I'll give you a mummy hug.
Mum and 13-year-old son, joking, laughing, having a cuddle. But things haven't always been like this.
He'd smashed the door off its hinges, literally. He'd assaulted me mum. He'd assaulted me.
It would end up in a massive argument. I would end up hitting me mum.
I had to ring the police in the end. And I felt self-worthlessness. I felt, will he end up being took off us? It's bad enough being frightened of your ex-partner. And it was getting to the point where I was beginning to be frightened of my own son.
The pair, who we've given the fake names Erica and James, have had months of counselling here at Sunderland's Impact Family Services, trying to improve their relationship. Erica says that her ex-husband, James's dad, had badly beaten her. And in her son, she saw history repeating itself.
And I just didn't want that for him. I wanted him to be a better person than that. I've got an 8-year-old daughter there as well, and she was getting scared of him.
Did you question your own parenting?
Yes, I did.
It'll sound harsh, but I think some people listening will say, here's a woman who doesn't know how to raise a child.
Mm-hmm. I think I've done good by my son.
Why?
Because I've been and done every course with him that I could have to support him in every possible way that I could and show him that I'm there for him 100% and I always will be. I don't think that makes us a bad parent. I think if anything, it's putting the wrongs right.
While parent abuse or child-to-parent violence is only recently being talked about publicly, it's not taken long for people to see it as a problem. The only major UK academic study by Oxford University found nearly 2,000 cases resulting in police calls in 1 year alone in London.
This really is across the social spectrum. It happens to all kinds of families and for all kinds of reasons.
The lead researcher at Oxford is criminologist Dr. Rachel Condry. She predicts much greater concern, and soon.
It seems to me that there are some parallels with the ways that we recognised other forms of family violence in the past. It wasn't until the 1970s that we began to understand the problem of intimate partner violence and recognise it as a public issue. The same could be said of child sexual abuse in the 1980s, and it really is only now that adolescent-to-parent violence is beginning to emerge onto the public agenda.
Victoria Taylor-Robinson, one of Impact Family Services' key workers in Sunderland, agrees it's widespread.
It's something that happens up and down the country, you know, all classes, all religions, estates, everywhere.
Why have we not heard much about it before?
I think it's probably been a lot of taboo.
Jane Welsh also works with Erica and James. Over time, she says the pair have both learned new ways to deal with each other and to change bad behaviours.
They came in thinking, oh my God, what is this programme? I've got to admit that my son's being abusive, and then the young person has to actually admit and be grown up and mature enough to say, do you know what, yeah, that's right, I am. It takes a lot of courage and a lot of confidence to do that, but it also requires a family bond that most families do have, but we need to make that apparent.
Because he was so reluctant to do it, and he wouldn't even give eye contact to Vicky or Jane. When they sat and explained what they would be doing and how they would be doing things, it reassured us.
How does it make you feel hearing your mother say that she was scared of you and that your little sister was scared of you?
Ashamed, like, it's not right for the mother to be scared. You wish you can just, like, scrump another piece of paper up and, like, start again and wish it had never happened.
Dave Howard reporting. If you've got light you can shed on that, you can email us inconfidence, pm@bbc.co.uk.